The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
This isn't the first time Americans, well, some Americans anyway, have chosen celebrity over career politicians when they voted. Ronald Reagan honed his oratory chops as a big screen, small budget actor. The Governator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, beat his own thick Austrian accent to bring his brand of take action to the state of California. Even the world of professional wrestling, arguably the lowest of lowbrow entertainments this side of reality TV, gave mild-mannered Minnesotans their SmackDown governor, Jesse Ventura. So the stage is set. America and the world anxiously await a new dawn, a sunrise which, for many, can't come soon enough. The day when, as Fred Schneider of the B-52s told a summer crowd at the Pacific National Exhibition in Vancouver, we'll be free from the orange menace. But there's still every likelihood that celebrities stand to, trump the politicians. And who, I ask you, who better reflects power and drive, cultural pride, charisma and communications, respect and kindness, and the ability to win adoration across generational, sexual, and political persuasions? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, that's who. And he's hinted on more than one occasion that he might be interested in the gig. No more 3 half-days on, 4 golfing days off for President Rock. He's up at 4:30 every morning, hitting the gym and then pushing himself to the late hours. And apparently he's completely down to earth, the way the current president can only pretend to be. As The Rock once put it to President Obama with a wink, "We're both charismatic, intelligent, good-looking boys from Hawaii with a biracial heritage who overcame enormous odds. One of us has captured the imaginations of millions of people around the world and become an American symbol of pride and hope. The other became the President of the United States." Back in May, public policy polling tested various potential candidates against the Donald. If The Rock were to run as a Democrat, the poll predicted he would prevail 42% to 37%, converting 15% of Trump supporters in the process. That was done before Trump's numbers tanked in August to just 33%. One thing our world has to agree on is that anything, no matter how unlikely it may have once seemed, is out of the realm of possibility in U.S. politics. I, for one, never considered someone named Dwayne in the White House. Now there's a handshake that can crack a few knuckles, I bet. I'm Cal Cote, and this is new for Baraka Moon, a Frisco band that melds Sufi traditions, African percussion, and a touch of didgeridoo just for you. From the album Windhorse, it's Bismillah from World Beat Canada.
Canoa.
from the compilation Turntables on Las Ramblas, that is Nicodemus with Los Chicos Altos and Palenque Barcelona. Before that, Baraka Moon from a brand new album called Windhorse and Bismillah. The Idlers took their name from a Studio One in Kingston, Jamaica occurrence where a lot of people would just sort of like hang around the back door in hopes that they could become famous by going in and recording their voices. And the album is called Keep Out, which was a big sign which was on the back door at Studio One. Here they are with Fish and Rum on World Beat Canada. Saturday, September 16th, it is the return of World Beat Sessions to the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island with DJ Michael Laycock hosting and some special guests, including DJ Julio of Havana Fridays. Now, go check this out for $10 because it may be one of the last times this year. Apparently, the venue is going to close its doors as a live music and recorded music venue and become just an Italian restaurant. Another one bites the dust. Also September 16th, Simrit Kaur returns to Vancouver for another performance of entrancing spiritual global music at Unity of Vancouver, which is at 5840 Oak Street. Also on September 16th, Shaggy comes to the Commodore Ballroom. There are two shows now with a second show added, so 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. performances on the 16th. You can get your tickets through the usual outlets. September 17th at the Rickshaw, Marshall Crenshaw y Los Straitjackets combines the shared sensibilities of a pop rock maestro and a band of guitar-wielding masked marauders. That one's going to be a lot of fun. September 30th, the Voodoo Glow Skulls come to the Rickshaw Theater with Los Furios in town, Vancouver's own Latin ska rockers, along with K-Man and the 45s. And looking ahead, October 26th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, Jesse Cook is ready to launch his new album, Beyond Borders. We debuted a track for you just the other week, and we'll be speaking with the man himself in a future program. So keep listening for more from Beyond Boundaries, the new release by Jesse Cook, and watch for him in concert at the Queen Elizabeth Theater on October the 26th. We have a very special guest coming up this hour. It is Terry Lynn Williams-Davidson. She's a Haida singer and songwriter and artist, and she has a book and a new album called Grizzly Bear Town, both just released, and we'll talk to her all about it and play another fresh track from that fabulous disc. This is World Beat Canada. We hit the waves at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. That's CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. Guitarist Roberto Lopez has a new album from Montreal. We're going to hear Oye Candelaria. That's Standing By. I'm Cal Cote.
Uno, dos, cuatro, tres. One, two, tres, cuatro.
Dropping it like we're clumsy. It's the beat of the world.
From Razia Sayed from Madagascar originally. She's led a nomadic life, taking her across Africa to France, Italy, Ibiza, Bali, and New York City. But despite these wanderings, her heart and soul remains tethered to Madagascar, the place of her birth. That is Taranaka Afara, or Our Future, from a new album on Kumbancha, which is called Zibu Nation. From the Zibu Nation to the Haida Nation, we have Terry Lynn Williams Davidson standing by for more on her music and her new book. Right after our Touch of the Familiar, and this is a classic from Creedence Clearwater Revival and the album Willie and the Poor Boys. The track is called Feelin' Blue, and it's done here by a Monterrey, Mexico band from a compilation called Quiero Creedence. They are a band of bitches. This is Feelin' Blue from World Beat Canada to you. In the original from Quiero Creedence, which also features tracks by Los Lobos, Los Lonely Boys, Ozo Matley, many more. And that was Feelin' Blue. Terry Lynn Williams Davidson joins us next for a journey into the ancient heart of Haida Gwaii and the supernatural spirits that abide there. Next up, Grizzly Bear Town on World Beat Canada. I'm Kel Coat. Next-gen Indigenous artists across the land are making their voices heard in a big way through traditional spirituality, songs and stories passed down, and contemporary musical forms. Through a new album, Grizzly Bear Town, and a new book, Out of Concealment, Female Supernatural Beings of Haida Gwaii, Terry Lynn Williams-Davidson offers a glimpse into Haida wisdom and in turn invites us to reconsider our own relationship to the land, sea, and sky. Terry Lynn joins us by phone. Congrats, Terry Lynn. Which came first, the book or the album?
Well, I think they've both been developed alongside of each other.
Okay.
The book, though, the images for the book 4 years ago, and it took a long time to create the images. They're quite labor-intensive. and then we released the book and the album at the same time this year.
So do they follow similar trajectories in terms of the messages you wish to convey?
Yes, my concept for the album was to create an album of female supernatural beings, and some of the songs relate to those images. Some of the songs are actually in the exhibition in Haida Gwaii. The exhibition of the 43 images are currently showing at the Haida Gwaii Museum in Skidegit.
Beautiful. Can you briefly summarize the ancient female supernatural beings of the Haida people?
We are a matrilineal society, and in the ethnographic record and in the oral traditions of what the elders, my mother and grandmother and great-grandmother have told me, there are supernatural beings who gave birth to the people who are now the Haida people. One of them, of course, is Foam Woman, so she gave birth to all of the Haida people who belong to the Raven Clan. There's also Jilla Kunz, which is the image that appears on the album cover, and she's the ancestress of all of the Haida people who are eagles. There are a number of other supernatural beings that appear throughout the landscape. There are a number of creek women who take care of their resources, where they take care of the salmon and the trout as they return back to the land. So what I wanted to do is for people to reconceptualize the landscape, that it's not a landscape that is free to take all of the timber or all of the salmon or all of the shellfish in the low tide zone, but actually they are governed and taken care of by supernatural beings that need to be acknowledged and given respect to before taking it as if we own it.
Turning to the music, you've joined forces with Claire Lawrence and Bill Henderson of Chilliwack fame. How did that collaboration come about?
I had the pleasure of working with Bill Henderson on a project that I worked on with Bruce Riddell, and we worked on archiving all of the recorded songs of my nation, about 100 songs from my village alone. And we restored all of those. And then Bill came in and worked as a sound engineer recording the contemporary Haida singers that were part of that project, the Haida Gwaii Singers Society. And then we were asked to work together at a concert to raise money for instruments for Haida Gwaii. And all of the musicians who performed at that concert were asked to collaborate together. And so Bill was willing to work with me and pair up Haida traditional music with contemporary music, which no others were willing to do, and it was a wonderful chance to work together. And he encouraged us to work together with Claire Lawrence, and the three of us practiced together for an hour twice and then came up with two songs that are on the album now, Have a Light Heart and Your New Journey and Peacemaking Song.
Terry Lynn Williams-Davidson has just launched two projects for anyone wishing to delve deeper into the ancient wisdom of the Haida culture. The book is called Out of Concealment, Female Supernatural Beings of Haida Gwaii. And the album, which we'll hear more of in a moment, is Grizzly Bear Town. Connect with Terry Lynn's amazing world through ravencallingproductions.ca. That's all one word, ravencallingproductions.ca. Terry Lynn, you were talking briefly about the songs of your nation. That's, to me, is kind of unusual, because when we think of the oral traditions, of course, of the indigenous peoples, usually it involves drumming and chanting, but nothing like songs that I'm familiar with. And yet the Haida people have that as part of their tradition.
So this is a new expression of those songs. Often the beat is represented in Bill's drum. I keep calling his guitar a drum. So if there was a double beat, then he would integrate that into his guitar. Peacemaking, he's using his guitar in a very percussive way.
Yeah.
And my mind is relieved. Both Bill and Claire instantly heard a blues shuffle because it's a double beat in the song. So we found ways to integrate what would have been a drum, a cappella with a drum, into the music. As well, Foam Woman is actually a 5/4 beat, and that was reflective of the traditional headdress or piece song that I had paired with the song when I composed the melody. So each song does have that there, and if you were to listen to the song sung a cappella with a drum, you could recognize some of the traditional format of the song still reflected in the music.
So if one were to play devil's advocate here, by incorporating Western traditions of rock and jazz into your music, is there an argument to be made that that's a kind of cultural appropriation?
Well, the thing is that all of the songs on the album are new compositions except for one. And so the difference with the cultural appropriation is that I'm not appropriating my own culture. These are songs that are based in traditional roots and are being expressed in new ways. The Haida people and many indigenous peoples are masters at making culture relevant for people today.
Absolutely.
And what I wanted to do with this is make this music relevant to people today in a way that could reach out and touch people who may need a fuller soundscape behind them rather than just an a cappella drum. So that was the thinking behind it. There is one traditional song on the album called Canoe Song, and we have permission from the Haida Nation to include it on the album.
I think you've made this wonderfully accessible, and I wish you every success with the album and with the book. And it was wonderful to talk to you. Thank you for your time. We introduced Grizzly Bear Town the other week with Foam Woman. You mentioned that one briefly. I'd like to wrap this up with an introduction to Swayson's Thrush. Can you set this one up for us?
Certainly. So that is a song that is based on what my mother told me about this beautiful little bird. And it is called wheat in the Haida language. And we believe that every time that bird makes a call, that a salmon berry ripens. And it arrives in Haida Gwaii and doesn't sing for a couple of weeks. And when it does sing, it lets out this beautiful, beautiful trilling song. And I learned about it not singing from an avid birder in Haida Gwaii, Peter Hamill. And in any way, I thought about what does that mean? What is the message behind the bird? Because when the bird sings and excuses its voice, that voice has consequences in the physical realm with the ripening of a berry. And so I wrote the lyrics to reflect the fact that every word that we say as humans has an impact in the physical world, and that was what the song was about. And it is quite meditative, beautiful, of course, guitar and saxophone behind it, and just a very simple, simple song.
Hey, 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 hey.
beautiful soundscape created by Terry Lynn Williams Davidson and Bill Henderson and Claire Lawrence of Chilliwack. That was Swayson's Thresh. Stick around. We have lots more of the best music from the Four Corners and the Beat in our own backyard. We pick up the beat with Thievery Corporation from D.C. and a letter to the editor. Let us know what you think. You can always contact us through our contact page. And that's at worldbeatcanada.com. I'm Cal Coat.
Particle of promises, baby empty bellies. Poverty and democracies and political rallies. But who the rich I love it for? Using it for votes. Pretending me you're sorry for them winning, it's a joke. I'm sick of trick-or-treaters in costume disguises, leaders, charismatic public speakers, false prophet and fake healers. I think they prefer grammar scammers scamming us for votes. In front of TV camera with an innocent approach. No more lies and policies, but apologies. Trying to ask, please, when I squeeze on you upon your knees. Justice or else is the minute of Farrakhan. So I'm stand up a garden house with my Glock up in my hand. If I take it literally, rallies, I'm kinda sorry. But somebody need to answer what them really do to Prezi. Give me the microphone, I make me rep the innocent. Paying recompense for money spent to feed the government. Give me the microphone, get the people riled up. Too much fucker piled up, get the team them aisled up. Parallel universes in the same old hemisphere. Authorities, they don't care with them nose up in the air.
As I want them metaphor it. We got the teacher, make you use them metaphor it. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh. Cause our bombs them metaphoric. Without the truth I make you use them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh.
Make the syndrome get the fences, permeate them residences. Extend up to the trenches, up to where the president is. Karma on the ones and twos, yes, it turn the tables. Had enough for you with your parables and fables. Jamaican bad gal, queen and revolutionary. Never quick to start a war, but shoot whenever necessary. Product of the inner city, where me come from, it's not pretty. Survive the nitty gritty, ain't nobody taking pity. Survivor kinda tricky, in New York, Cali and Philly. Yeah, the same thing I go on down a Kingston season.
Bombs them metaphoric. We got the truth, I make you use them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh. Cause our bombs them metaphoric. We got the truth, I make you use them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh.
Of the days of the last days, on the last page of the book of the dark age. We are part ways with the oppressor, see predecessor. Wake up and sisters, then we team up together. We will meet, we will meet on the battleground. Trade my microphone for a shotty and some proper sound. Just be ready when the gavel sound. Wanna folly grown fuss just around us, so we never nervous. What's a mental worn out turn physical. From long time scars, we are reap the residual. From slavery to now, now the thing get critical. Them can't kill with soul, cause them sights are spiritual. Sights are spiritual. So they be like, hey, credible on the sites were subliminal. Get them and then chastise them as criminal. Give we drugs and the guys, so it's criminal.
Cause our bombs them metaphoric. We got the truth, I make the use them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh. Cause our bombs them metaphoric. We got the truth, I make the use them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh.
Uzbekistan. That is Karen Gafujanov from a Putumayo collection called Gypsy Groove, and the track was Your Urzga. Equally groovy, from Sao Paulo, Brazil, it's Bajiga 70 and Martello from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
just enough time left to squeeze into a sequin dress with The Commons, some disco cumbia from East L.A. to round out the hour. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapire Communications. Check out Kelt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser, both available to you at worldbeatcanada.com, at the iTunes Store as a free subscription, and at calcopyrite.com, our blog where you'll find players and playlists and links to all of the artists. Our last word goes to Desmond Tutu, who said, "Do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world."